in the flicker of a neon sign, in the time it takes to say bartender, hey, two more Busch Lights, I swear I knew in a blink of those baby blues in the back of that smoky room. Yeah, talk about meant to be, you had me in a heartbeat.
Is music from Joey Newark from Nunavut, and that was released in 2022. Joey's a chart-topping, award-winning singer-songwriter, and he's been on the IMC, which is the Indigenous Music Countdown, several times in the top 10, which is pretty amazing stuff. Before that, Heartbeat from James Barker Band. James Barker Band are from the Kawarthas, a little town called Woodville, Ontario, where they formed in 2015. And they are amazing. They've had a lot of chart-topping country hits since their formation. Now let's get to Jeremy Dutcher. He's had an incredible run, and his second album, the sophomore release, is just as strong as his first, which won the Polaris Prize here in Canada. Here's a song called Ancestors Too Young by Jeremy Dutcher on the jukebox.
that look like shit. I need to live so I can breathe. Tears of language, I speak well, better than my own.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
got a thing from Motown this week, I gotta tell ya. That's the Four Tops with I Can't Help Myself, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. A brilliant produced song and brilliantly written as well. If you ever try to play it, you'll see what I mean. That was released back in 1965 from the Four Tops' second album, and they helped define that Motown sound for sure. I'm Julian Taylor, and you're listening to The Jukebox, the Philosopher Kings. They're on the show with a song called Hurts to Love You from their famous Rich and Beautiful album, and Lindsay L., a country star who has gone from being a little country star to a big country star. I met her when she was about 18 years old. We hung out a couple times, and now she's blown up. She's on the show with Sweet Spot. We have music coming up from Neil Young and Crazy Horse from his album, Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere, one of my favorites. It's such a jam. And Cinnamon Girl will be coming up. Gary T. Willey, I met him at the Indigenous Music Summit a few years ago. And the Indigenous Music Summit's coming up, so you got to be looking out for that. It's really awesome. He's a 23-year-old rock and roll blues guitar player from Income Inlet in BC. He's a shredder, I tell you, and one hell of a stylish dude, too. He's got a little bit of a pompadour going, and it's amazing to hear him play and rock out on the guitar. Here he is on the show with Love Hangover on the Jukebox.
Yeah!
This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
We found a sweet spot.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors, Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. Most baby birds are adorable little floofs, but not all of them. Baby estrel-did finches look downright creepy. About 140 species of estrel-did finches, including waxbills, parrot finches, and fire finches, are spread across Africa, Asia, and Australia. Newborn finches beg their parents for food, mouths wide open. The tongue and palate are strangely spotted and ringed. Most species chicks have mouth markings in colors ranging from black or white to bright yellow, orange, red, or blue. The function of these markings has long puzzled scientists. Some say that they make baby beaks visible to parents, delivering food to poorly lit nests. Others think the markings signal the health of the chicks. And there's a third school of thought. Other birds target the nest of some African finches for egg dumping, sneaking their eggs into the finches' nest. And those foster chicks have similar colorful markings. So perhaps mouth markings evolved due to competition for food between finch babies and those other bird babies. It's not yet settled whether foster babies mimic the mouths of finch babies or vice versa. Either way, they look equally bizarre. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Hey, are you a First Nations, Métis, or Inuit student? Not convinced university, college, or vocational trade school is possible? Or wondering what you should do after high school? Inspire can help you and your friends. Register for Inspire's free Indigenous mentorship program, Rivers to Success. Joining Rivers to Success